On the line with me, we have Michael Bolden, the founder of the 10th Amendment Center. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Good, Angela. Thanks for having me on with you.
All right. You want to take the National Guard away from our very, very important mission in the Middle East. What kind of anti-American creep are you, Michael?
Oh, well, I must be with the terrorists or something, because I believe first of all, we should be following the Constitution, and then on top of it, I'm morally opposed to the type of foreign policy that the U.S. government has been engaged in for decades and decades.
Well, explain a little bit to our listeners, give them a little background. You founded the 10th Amendment Center. Give them the what's and why's.
Well, I started the organization in mid-2006, which is, we're getting on 3.5 years now. I launched the website at tenthamendmentcenter.com in early 2007. And the big idea was, I was an anti-war activist for years. I was out protesting, Bush's bombing of Iraq on the first day in 2003. And I felt that, all the standard things, the protesting, the calling Congress, the elections as we see with the new so-called peace candidate in there right now, none of that really works. And there really has to be a different direction. And I think the Constitution, although it doesn't enforce itself, provides a good guideline and a place for people to start to point out that the federal government, no matter what political party's in charge, has complete disdain for the rule of law.
Well, specifically, what is the mission of the National Guard?
Well, the National Guard, according to the Constitution, has three duties, or it can be called forth by the federal government for three things. Their main mission is to really be a guard for the state government, or for the states, the people of the states, protect their liberty in times of disaster, used by the states as the state determines. The federal government, according to the Constitution, can, quote, call forth the guard, which is originally called the militia, for three specific instances, and three instances only, and that's to execute laws of the federal government that are in pursuance of the Constitution, which are limited, to suppress insurrections, and to repel invasions. In essence, it's all defensive. And in fact, in the War of 1812, there was a resistance of states in the Northeast that said even during a declared war, they wouldn't send their militia troops to offensive missions. They're there for defense only.
Now, what has been the use of the National Guard during the Middle East occupation?
Well, I mean, what we always do is look at what happened in Louisiana during the hurricane to realize that those troops were not available. I mean, there were National Guard troops sent overseas to occupy a foreign country. That is offensive. And on top of it, that war was never even declared, so it's unconstitutional at its very basis.
Well, okay, but now, when someone is signing up for the National Guard, and I mean, obviously the usual reasons are, want some money for school, do they know that there's a possibility that they're going to be called up for overseas duty?
Well, that I don't know. I guess that depends on the individual. In practice, it's pretty clear that that's been the case. But even though that's been precedent, that doesn't mean that it's right. And in fact, it's wholly unconstitutional. I think it's morally wrong as well. And I mean, we could say just because, someone's been getting beat by their spouse for years and they know they're coming back to home, they're going to have it happen again, that it's okay. And I disagree with that type of a viewpoint.
So what is the best move here? You want to demand that the states remove their National Guards people from the Middle East.
Well, we're calling on these old-fashioned American principles of what's called nullification and interposition. And what this is basically people of a state through their state government or with the backing of their state government engaging in mass civil disobedience to unconstitutional actions by the federal government. And the federal government has been using National Guard troops for unconstitutional reasons for quite a long time. So we have some proposed legislation to get introduced and follow up. Scott's interviewed Ben Mansky from Bring Home the Guard, which has been basically doing the same type of thing for some time. And it's legislation in state governments to demand that the governors of the state either refuse or call back any use of their guard troops that aren't in line with the Constitution.
Okay, now is there any current proposal of legislation that we can point to?
Well, we have our own version of the legislation over at tenthamendmentcenter.com, and all you have to do is do a quick search for Defend the Guard, which is what we call it, and you can see our version, our 10th Amendment Center version. There's a number of states that have seen this introduced under the guidance of Bring Home the Guard, that organization. The most prominent one is in Wisconsin. It's Assembly Bill 203. I believe it's actually up for a hearing in February, so that one's been making some progress. I know Cindy Sheehan was supporting some legislation that was... it was either in Oregon or Washington along the same lines. And I think people who really are opposed to American foreign policy, they need to recognize that the status quo of grassroots activism is a complete failure. Marching on Washington, D.C., calling your federal politicians and electing peace candidates aren't making any changes. Maybe it's time to try a different direction. And that's what we're thinking, is that when you really want to do something, it's going to take some disobedience to the federal government, because asking them to limit their own power just doesn't work.
Michael, what specifically do you want our listeners and our audience to do today?
Well, I'd love them to actually call their state representatives and urge them to, or even their local grassroots activist groups, and say, hey, we want to get behind this type of legislation to, in essence, resist federal overreach, federal foreign policy that's been immoral and unconstitutional for years. We've passed this along to people. There's a Representative Gaiman in Louisiana, Tom Amiano in California. We have gotten a little feelers here and there, but nothing real positive. And it's really going to take people saying to state governments, we want you to resist this. We want you to back us up, because we don't want the federal government to continue doing this.
Okay, akin to what the people with the free real ID are trying to do, state by state defeating the federal government.
Same concept, or medical marijuana. You know, being here in California, you know, we're pretty familiar with medical marijuana being, quote, legal, at least on the state grounds. But 10 years ago, the federal government was still banging heads day in and day out for people owning a plant. And, you know, once one state refuses to comply with the federal government, you realize that it's more difficult for them to enforce it. And then another state does it, and another state does it. And now we have 14 states that have refused to comply with federal medical marijuana laws, and it's so many that the reality is, no matter what they tell you on the federal level, they really just don't have the manpower to counter it. And we've seen this also effectively implemented, like you said, with Real ID. There's about 24 states who have refused to comply with the Bush-era Real ID law, and the federal government just can't get it implemented. So my thought is, if enough states were actually refusing to send their state National Guard troops overseas, there wouldn't be much that the federal government could actually do to force it to happen.
All right. So here in California, you want us to go ahead to the 10th Amendment Center site, which is, give us the website, please.
10thAmendmentCenter.com. You can also go to bringtheguardhome.org, which is an organization that's been doing this for quite some time. But the 10thAmendmentCenter.com is our organization, and we've got some model legislation there. We hope that you either email us and talk to us about it, or contact, more importantly, contact some local groups in your area. Contact your state reps and say, we don't want this anymore. We want you guys to take a stand and refuse to send our troops overseas in this manner.
Michael, one more time with your website.
It's 10thAmendmentCenter.com, and you can spell that out or do 10th. Actually, the last time I talked with Scott, he said, you need to get that fixed, so I made sure both of them work. So you can go to either one, 10thAmendmentCenter.com.
Michael, thank you so much.
Angela, I appreciate you having me on today.
All right, thank you. All right, that was Michael Bolden. He's the founder of the 10th Amendment Center, and that is the 10thAmendmentCenter.com. All right, this is Angela for Anti-War Radio, and we'll be back in a few moments.